While state laws may get headlines, real government nerds know that regulations are where the rubber meets the road. So we wanted to explore some key regulatory action or lack of action as it pertains to certain environmental initiatives in New York. To do that, we're joined on the Capitol Press Room by Michael Hernandez, New York Policy Director for Rewiring America, which advocates for electrifying the country's homes, businesses, and communities. And in a previous life, Michael was the lead negotiator on the 2019 Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act. Welcome back to the show, Michael.
Glad to be here, Dave. Thanks for having me.
So the big environmental action taken by state lawmakers and Governor Kathy Hochul in 2023 was the adoption of the so-called All-Electric Buildings Act, which, generally speaking, will prohibit new buildings in New York from using fossil fuel equipment and infrastructure with an effective date for small buildings planned for 2026 and 2029 for larger buildings. But that's just the law. What's needed to actually implement this initiative?
We need the Building Code Council, which is charged with updating our building code, to incorporate the requirements of the All-Electric Buildings Act, as well as several other laws, the climate law and the Advanced Building Codes and Standards Law. We need for them to incorporate that into our building code and our energy conservation construction code. They're actually going through a process of doing the 2024 building code update right now. That update happens approximately every 5 years in New York State. And so this is a really important time for that process of updating the building code and the energy code.
Well, we sometimes see state regulators move a little slowly on certain things. So is this a case where the Building Code Council is moving slowly on implementing the All-Electric Buildings Act, or they're just not incorporating this requirement into the latest update?
Well, it seems at this point they have not been incorporating it into the update. They have been saying at meetings that it is their intention at some point to incorporate it into this update. But meetings continue to go by and we do not see them adding any of the provisions of the All-Electric Buildings Act into that code update. At the last meeting, which was where we were expecting to see the Energy Code version 3.0, this would be the third version of the update that they're providing to the public, where we're expected to see compliance with the All-Electric Buildings Act. They did not put out the third version. They said, that they are anticipating that it will be maybe at the June meeting. So we're still anxiously waiting for them to actually incorporate the All-Electric Buildings Act into the building code update.
Well, moving forward, if the council doesn't take action in this latest go-around and it follows the previous pattern of only doing updates every couple of years, what would that mean for 2026 when the law is scheduled to start taking effect for new small building construction?
It would be a serious problem for the implementation of the All-Electric Buildings Act. They are not going to go through another update for another 5 years. Not only would this impact the first phase of the All-Electric Buildings Act, which impacts smaller buildings, but this would also have an impact on larger buildings, which goes into effect December of 2028. So if they don't get this right, we're going to be building infrastructure every year that is not in compliance with the All-Electric Buildings Act and the law of state. And those buildings will have potentially fossil fuel combustion systems built into them, which is exactly what the legislature intended to stop from happening going forward.
So you mentioned how the council traditionally only does updates every couple of years, but is there anything in statute that would prevent them from, say, coming out with an update now and then just revisiting it the following year?
No, there's nothing that really prevents them from just making updates, in between their official update process. But it seems that something on this scale where, that's going to have that impact really should be going through their normal code update process. So I think, it's important that it is a part of this this code update that's coming out this year.
Well, is the action required by the council? For example, is there language in the law that has words like shall or must? And if so, is there an avenue, say, for an ordinary citizen to bring a lawsuit if there is inaction?
Yes, this is a mandate on the council. The law specifically says that the building code council must update the building code to reflect all electric new construction on the timeline provided by the legislature. And so, you know, the legislature generally, when it creates these entities, will give it general guidance and say, okay, this is what we want you to do. And now go forward with achieving those goals. But on occasion, they take the discretion away from that implementing agency and say, no, you must do this on this timeline. And I think that this was specifically the case with the Building Code Council, because they were publicly saying at their meetings, we are not likely to include electrification in the update of the building code unless the legislature takes some action to require us to do so. And so in response, the legislature enacted a law requiring them to do so. I should mention that the Advanced Building Codes and Standards Act, which was enacted in 2022, also requires the Building Code Council to take the recommendations of the Climate Action Council related to the building code and to incorporate those recommendations into the updated building code as well. And that was specifically directed to the Building Code Council. There's a more general provision in the climate law that basically says agencies, all agencies, when you're making administrative decisions, you are prohibited from making a decision that will disproportionately burden disadvantaged communities in New York State. And you must prioritize in your decisions the decarbonization of the disadvantaged communities. The climate law required a report to be created on what is the biggest issue on the decarbonization of disadvantaged communities. And the report identified building codes and the enforcement of building codes as being one of the biggest barriers to the decarbonization of disadvantaged communities. But yet, we don't hear the Department of State or NYSERDA or the Building Code Council members talking about how is this 2024 building code update, how are we going to address the barrier to decarbonization of disadvantaged communities? And that's shocking. They really need to come and let the public know, this is how we're going to address disadvantaged communities. This is how we're going to comply with the All Electric Buildings Act. And this is how we're going to comply with the Advanced Building Codes and Standards Act.
Before we move on, let me reintroduce you for listeners just joining us. This is the Capitol Press Room, and we're speaking with Michael Hernandez, New York Policy Director for Rewiring America. So I'm on the website for the Building Code Council right now, and it appears that virtually all of the appointees are tied to the governor. So does that mean the council is de facto a entity controlled by Governor Hochul?
I think it's important to realize that it's a legislatively created body, in that the legislature, you know, enacted statutes that created this entity and provided them with statutory guidance on what they are supposed to be doing and how they're supposed to be enacting the law. And so, like, it is the executive that is required to oversee those executive agencies. But why they're created and what they're supposed to be doing, that was created by the legislature.
But I guess I bring this up because it's not like the governor can point the finger at the legislature for not implementing the All-Electric Buildings Act. This is something that falls directly into the court of her appointees.
Absolutely. Yeah, the governor definitely, you know, is responsible for who gets appointed to this commission. I also like to say that, you know, while the council is voting on what is going to be the final update to the building code, this document is being drafted by NYSERDA and the Department of State. There's an office within the Department of State, the Division of Codes and Standards, and they are responsible for creating this update and presenting it to the council members for their vote. So, you know, it's very important that the Department of State and NYSERDA, whatever they're providing to the council and to the public, that that be in compliance with the law, that they shouldn't be putting something out for regulatory comments that doesn't even comply with the statutes of New York State. And so as they're moving forward this year to implement the building code update and put it out for comments, obviously that document should already comply with the statutory requirements in law. And it's incumbent upon the governor to make sure that her council and the members that she's putting into power or into this council, that they are actually complying with the law.
Well, finally, is this experience with the Building Code Council unique for the Hochul administration in terms of regulations not maybe living up to the laws that are adopted, or is this a one-off?
I think that we're really seeing a lot of climate action inertia within the administration. You know, this is one example of you know, these requirements, particularly with the climate law, where the climate law specifically directed agencies and authorities when making decisions to consider what is going to be the impact of this decision on greenhouse gas reduction goals. And if it's going to interfere with those greenhouse gas reduction goals, to create a statement of justification as to why you're moving forward with this decision, even though it's not in compliance. And you can't even find an agency who is, or an authority who's actually looking at the impacts of their decisions on greenhouse gas reduction and complying with that requirement. And so I think really all around, there's a real need for the Hochul administration to step up and to make sure that these agencies and authorities are complying with the climate law and certainly complying with statutes that are specifically mandating specific agencies to take specific actions. And, you know, I'll mention Cap and Invest is still kind of waiting for its rollout. And I think we're looking at the regulations related to the scoping plan were due in January of this year and still haven't been rolled out. So I think we're waiting, you know, for urgently for these things to happen as the pressure for them to take effect is urgently needed. We're seeing climate impacts in New York like never before. And we're looking at the administration saying, what's going on? Let's get these things going. Let's start the implementation here.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have. We've been speaking with Michael Hernandez. He's the New York Policy Director for Rewiring America, which advocates for electrifying the country's homes, businesses, and communities. Michael, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Resorts World New York. With over 1 million square feet of space to play, relax, and celebrate, Resorts World New York City hosts more than 5 million visitors a year. That makes Resorts World a significant social and economic partner for local businesses and residents alike. Through its operations and outreach programs, Resorts World has generated more than $4 billion for the state educational system and 1,400 jobs for the people of Queens. More information at rwnewyork.com.